This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Poland says that a Russian-made missile fell in the eastern part of the country, killing two people in a blast that marked the first time since the invasion of Ukraine that Russian weapons came down on a NATO country. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky decried the strike as a, quote, very significant escalation of the war. Poland's prime minister said the government was investigating and raising its military preparedness. A statement from the Polish foreign ministry identified the missile as being made in Russia. U.S. President Joe Biden called an emergency meeting of G7 and NATO leaders in Indonesia Wednesday morning for consultations after NATO ally Poland said a Russian-made missile killed two people in the eastern part of its country near the Ukraine border. Biden, who was awakened overnight by staff with news of the missile explosion, called Polish President Andrzej Duda early Wednesday to express his quote-unquote deep condolences for the loss of life and promised, quote, full U.S. support and for assistance with Poland's investigation, reaffirming the U.S.'s ironclad commitment to NATO. Rumors of a rebel advance in eastern Congo have sent scores of people fleeing toward the city of Goma. The chaos began when false information spread that the M23 rebels would soon reach a camp for displaced people. The rebels have grabbed control of several towns in recent weeks, more than doubling the territory they control. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Israel has sworn in its most religious and right-wing parliament after nearly 4 years of political deadlock and five elections. Prime Minister-designate Benjamin Netanyahu, who was voted out of office in 2021, is working toward cobbling together a governing majority in the 120-seat Knesset. The surging popularity of a far-right alliance once on the fringes of Israeli society helped propel the Netanyahu's political comeback, even if he stands on trial on corruption charges. The United Nations marked the world surpassing the 8 billion people mark Tuesday. Globaling the 8 billion population milestone represents 1 billion people added to the planet in just the last 11 years. Maria Spazzolano, the UN Assistant Secretary General for Policy Coordination, said the unprecedented growth of the global population is the result of two trends.
On one hand, the gradual increase in average human longevity due to the widespread advances in public health, nutrition, personal hygiene, and medicine. And on the other hand, the persistence of high levels of fertility in many countries.
But experts say resource pressure will be especially daunting in African nations where populations are expected to continue booming. In the U.S., the Mormon Church says it will support the same-sex marriage law. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says it supports efforts underway in Congress to safeguard same-sex marriage rights. The nearly 17 million member Utah-based faith said in a statement that church doctrine would continue to consider same-sex relationships to be against God's commandments. Yet it said it would support rights for same-sex couples as long as they don't infringe upon religious groups' rights to believe as they choose. Support for the Respect for Marriage Act, under consideration in Congress, is the church's latest step to stake out a more welcoming stance towards the LGBTQ community while holding firm to its belief that same-sex relationships are sinful. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence blames Donald Trump for endangering his family, quote, and all those serving at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, in his new memoir. The book comes out as Pence appears increasingly likely to run for president in 2024. That would put him in direct conflict with Trump, who is expected to make his presidential run official soon. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.